The Wander Lover podcast was created with the mission to enable travel and freedom through entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Danielle Hu, business mentor, content creator, and founder of The Wander Lover. Tune in every week for episodes about travel, online business, social media, and mindset that will inspire you to take massive action towards living the life of your dreams. Before we start this episode, I just want to give a huge shout out to all women listening to the Wander Lover podcast. Happy International Women's Day. We are strong, we are capable, we are powerful, and we can do anything we set our minds to. Hello, my loves. Welcome back to the Wander Lover podcast. I'm recording this episode in our bedroom in Hawaii. The windows are open. I don't know if you can hear the birds chirping outside, the leaves rustling. It's a beautiful, clear, blue sky day, and I am just so happy to be recording this and sharing with you. Wow, you guys, like, thank you so much for tuning in. I really feel like those of you who listen to this podcast every Monday, you're like family, and you are so in tune with the Wander Lover values, the Wander Lover community. I just want to thank you for being here. I want to share this week the behind the scenes update of my digitally nomadic business. And you may have seen on Instagram, you know, what I post out on social media, there's always a story behind it. And so today I want to dive in deeper, explaining our choices, reflecting, and taking you all along with us. So let's get started. This week, so podcast Monday, on Thursday, Rags and I are leaving Hawaii and flying to Costa Rica. And you may have seen this on my Instagram, but mainly it is because Rags is currently in America on a 90-day tourist visa. And visas are things I don't actually get questioned a lot about. As American and British citizens, we usually get to travel visa-free to a lot of countries, and we get to stay for around 90 to 180 days. In terms of the United States, though, because Rags is British, he gets to come in on a visa waiver program called an ESTA, and those only last for 90 days. So as, you know, full-time nomadic travelers, this is an issue we come across quite often because when our visa is up, we usually have to go somewhere else and then come back. Of course, with the pandemic happening, with all these new rules and regulations, it's harder and harder for us to find a place we can both stay in and leave and come back to easily. So we decided on Costa Rica because neither of us have been. We are both so excited for our trip. There's going to be amazing surf, and I made sure that there was fast Wi-Fi in the city we are going to. We're not repeating Puerto Escondido, guys. Specifically researched into the Airbnb, messaged the owner, confirmed that there was 100 megabits per second fiber optic Wi-Fi in the unit and on the property. We are going to be walking distance from Tamarindo Beach. If any of you guys have been, my DMs are always open for recommendations, for experiences. I would love to hear from you if you've been to Costa Rica. I can't wait to see the volcano, the rainforest. I really love the wildlife that I've seen in photos, like the toucans and the sloths. Ah, so cute. And yeah, so we are leaving on Thursday. And of course, always super grateful for this life that I am living, for this life that I have created. Just thinking, you know, like right now we are in Hawaii and I am flying to Costa Rica with my partner who also has his own online business. It wasn't always like this. 5 years ago, I was working in a cubicle in a corporate job. And even just 2 years ago, Rags was working a day job in construction. And so the first reflection that I really want to bring to attention is your life now doesn't equal your life in a year or in 2 years or in 5 years. Momentum Mastermind started this week, and I've had goal mapping sessions with all the amazing ladies. And this is one of the first lessons that I want to make clear, how empowering it is that we can set goals and attain them with strategic action. with mindset work, with marketing, you can get to where you want to be. And that doesn't have to look like your life now. And once you get there, that's the other really amazing thing that Leanna and I spoke on our Clubhouse room this past week about life design and entrepreneurship, is once you get there, you can set new goals. And if you guys weren't at our Clubhouse room, I just want to do a little recap. We're going to have another one, but it was another room all about life design, about entrepreneurship, about living in Bali and me in Hawaii, and really just focusing on how we got to where we are today, because both of us had come from corporate backgrounds. We had no idea what we wanted to do with our lives at one point. And what we currently have and what we're currently living seemed like an impossible dream. And we did it. We sat down, created a vision board, wrote down every single aspect that we wanted in our lives in terms of career, in terms of relationships, in terms of fulfillment. So on mine, it was making an impact on people's lives, working from the tropics, being a digital nomad, being able to work from anywhere, surfing every day, or at the time, I thought it would be kite surfing. I loved water sports and I hadn't tried surfing nor kite surfing at that time. And I just wanted to be active every day by the water, meeting like-minded people, traveling the world with my partner. I think I mentioned this on one of my previous episodes where my mom sat me down when I was, you know, just starting out with my whole entrepreneurship and digital nomad journey. And she was like, how are you going to meet someone that travels as much as you do? Like, you need to be stable. You need to, you know, create a home. And I just knew deep down, without a doubt, that I would attract who I was meant to be. And I didn't have to sacrifice my lifestyle and my preferences for it. Just having that inner knowing really drives you to attract what you want from your life. And what is really cool, we both had those vision boards. We both achieved it in a matter of years. And in our Clubhouse room, we thought, how about we create these new vision boards, right? Because we wake up every day, we go surf, we go work with clients, we get to create our amazing online business and create content for it. How about we create new vision boards and people can follow us real time for the next 4 years or the next 5 years? Because you guys may see us as people who are like, you know, chapter 20 maybe, and maybe you're chapter 2 and you just think that you can do it, but there's some doubt. We will be creating new vision boards for ourselves and we'll be working towards them in real time. And because we've done it once before, I remember Leanna asking in our room, does it scare you more or are we more confident because we've done it already once before? And right off the bat, my instinct, my gut was telling me that it would be easier because now I don't have the fear. I don't have the fear of failing, the fear of imposter syndrome as much as I did before. A lot of new fears from becoming a new entrepreneur, those existed with magnitude, you know, back then. However, the more I think about it, there are some doubts. And what I'm realizing is those doubts and fears never go away. The more I thought about it and thinking about what I want to accomplish in the next 5 years, a lot of it I'm like, oh my God, I don't know how to get there. It's out of my control. A lot of it relies on other people. And all of these negative thoughts start building up. And I caught myself thinking those and I'm like, is this productive? Am I praying for what I don't want? Am I praying for my worst case scenario? Right? And then having this awareness that my brain is just going down this rabbit hole that I didn't want it to, I was able to start thinking better thoughts. And I think that has been a skill that I've trained over the past few years of being an entrepreneur, of being put in those situations where I thought everything was going wrong and realizing that it's never going to play out the way your mind makes it play out. I know this. My mind overthinks in so many situations and I've gotten better at telling myself, look, Danielle, you're thinking the worst case scenario. Let's think about the best case scenario instead. What if everything does go right, like it has proven itself to be in the past? What if everything you have on your vision board does come true, like I've proven to be in the past, right? And really having that determination, that gut feeling, just knowing that everything that you need is going to come your way. You don't need a doubt. You don't need any negative energy. I know that if something were to come up that I didn't know how to handle, I could reach out for support. I have a whole community of ambitious entrepreneurs that I could reach out to. I have mentors, I have coaches, I have a support group. And that, alongside the mindset, is invaluable. And that's how we are going to make our visions come true. So if you guys want to hear what's on me and Leanna's vision board, we're going to be hosting another Clubhouse room on Sunday. We're going to do it every 2 weeks, Sunday Hawaii time, Monday Bali time. I'm going to post it on my stories. But it's really exciting, right? Because at the end of the day, we're just people and we're reaching the same goals. We constantly are growing, are learning. And just because we may, you know, be living the lives that we thought were impossible a few years ago, we still have bigger dreams. We still have more things that we learn now. And we're like, oh my God, I actually want it to be this way, or I want to accomplish this. And when you zoom out, so when you're zooming out of your life, when I'm zooming out of my life, I'm still at chapter 2 and someone else is at my chapter 20. And I don't think that's ever going to go away, because as human beings, as you're going through different phases of life, there's always going to be something you want to achieve that's one step ahead of where you are now. Right? And that is the beauty of it all, just accepting that you're going to be forever a beginner at something. And that gives you the motivation, the courage, the excitement of working on something new. And when you look at it that way and really accepting it's okay to be a beginner, and it's amazing that you are able to experience new learning curves over and over again. How great is that? I'm just so excited. The other reflection that I have that I want to share with all of you is that you can't see the picture when you're in the frame. And I feel like that's where so much doubt comes from, because you're so headfirst into your day-to-day work and you're getting the results that you see in front of you, and they're not the results that you want. So it really takes someone who has been there, who can see the bigger picture. You can't see the big picture when you are inside the frame. And a lot of the ladies that I've been coaching, we mapped out seamlessly big goals, big business plans, and concrete steps on how to get there. So when you are doing the same thing day to day and you're not really looking at the big picture, nor do you know how to because you've never been there before, that's when you need to ask for help. And this is the other main reason that I know whatever is on my vision board, I'm going to get there. So just a sneak peek, for example, you guys, I want to be a Hollywood actress and I've never taken an acting class before. But I know that if I wanted to get there, I will probably enter acting communities, go to acting classes, find some mentors in the industry, and really learn and engulf myself in it, and I will achieve it. That's what I genuinely, wholeheartedly think. And if you apply this to business, you know, in the beginning, when I refused to ask for help, so in entrepreneurship, when I refused to take any lessons, to learn from mentors, when I tried to do it all by myself, why did I think I was going to succeed? I don't think that I'm going to become a successful actress by not learning from people. So why did I think that in business? And I remember specifically, it was mainly blogging. I feel like blogging is such a misunderstood world where people think it's just writing blog posts, publishing it, and maybe tweaking some words for SEO. And it takes so much time. And now that I am, you know, looking at the big picture, all my experience with blogging, I know it's so much more than that. And had I been just really stubborn about it and continued to spend all my time writing blog posts or creating YouTube videos or creating Instagram posts with no master plan, I probably wouldn't have been able to monetize my business, to really understand what it takes to run a successful business that allows me to travel the world yeah, just really understanding that you do need help sometimes and you do need mentors. This is exactly what we're going through in Momentum Mastermind, and it's what I want to teach all of you today. My last reflection, my last takeaway is find your tribe. I've mentioned this before, find those groups of people who, you know, when you share your struggles, when you share your wins, they understand, they may have been there before, and they have really solid advice to offer you. This will probably look like a community outside of your family, outside of your coworkers, outside of the people that you currently know, because the people you currently know have gotten you into the situation and the environment that you are currently surrounded with. And if that's not where you want to be, seek outside inspiration, right? Join new masterminds, join new Facebook groups, find that community, because those are the people who are going to hype you up and get you closer to your goal, instead of being like, actually, I don't know how that works. And I can't see you doing that. I don't know how you would find out how to make that work. So you probably can't do it. And it's not that they have anything, you know, negative about or doubts about your ability. It's just genuinely from a pure heart space. They have no idea what it is that you're talking about. And it seems impossible to them. So they're just projecting that it's probably going to be impossible for you. But we know in this community, that is not the case. You need to find your tribe, find your mentors, have a rock solid mindset, knowing that you're going to get there and you will get there. So bringing it all together, guys, we're going to Costa Rica on Thursday. Woo! And every single time, I am just so grateful at this life, this digitally nomadic life, working with clients, working online, working creatively on my business, this lifestyle that it enables me. Holy shit. And the thing is, you guys can do it too. That's the other main takeaway that I want you to gather from this episode. You can do it, and you can watch me do it. You can watch me do it over and over again, and you can do it over and over again. The girls in my mastermind now know they can do it over and over again. They're just so clear, so motivated, and we're all on the same wavelength. So guys, if you want to join one of my programs, the mastermind is currently closed, but I am taking on private coaching clients. So if you want to set up a call just to talk out your ideas, talk out your business goals, if you want a mentor to show you how to get there, DM me, email me, and I will get back to you. I would love and be so honored to help you on your journey. I say this all the time, but share your story and you're going to attract your tribe. So I shared my lifestyle and I attracted my partner. I share my story and I attract my dream clients. And I know that if you love traveling, if you are motivated, and if there is a voice telling you, maybe you should try, maybe you should talk to her, maybe you can do it, right? Maybe you have it within you to achieve your wildest dreams, go with your gut. Really lean into what it is you're saying, and I hope to speak to you soon. Have the most wonderful week, guys. Follow along on Instagram, and I will be recording new podcasts in Costa Rica. Oh, and last but not least, if you guys have been enjoying this podcast, it would mean so much to me if you could leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Okay, that's it. Love all of you, and have an amazing week. Mwah.